City of Greenville Director of Human Resources Barry Robinson said Wednesday that under the terms of the severance agreement, Alexander would receive 1 year's pay plus accrued vacation. Alexander is also under 30 days of paid suspension and will receive a total of a little more than $248,000. Alexander will also continue to be covered under the city's health insurance plan. The City Council voted 5-2 Tuesday to terminate Alexander's contract under Section 20 of the Greenville City Charter. As Alexander had served as city manager since June 2007, the section of the charter does allow him to demand written charges and a public hearing before the council prior to the date on which his final removal shall take effect, in this case June 15th, as Alexander received his official termination letter Wednesday. It was unknown as of Wednesday whether Alexander had requested a hearing, although under the charter, the action taken Tuesday by the council is final. A special session of the council will also have to be scheduled to allow for the appointment of an interim city manager. Barry Robinson had served in that capacity following the termination of the prior two city managers, Ed Thatcher and Karen Daly. The special session had not been set as of Wednesday evening. In Greenville, I'm Brad Keller for the Herald Banner and KETR News.